Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast, the podcast that makes itself. Episode 8, folks. We're still 3 away from any criticism at all. And I look forward to the floodgates of massive criticism that this podcast will probably endear. I can't wait to figure out what kind of padding I'm going to have to wear to take the abuse of the fan base when episode 11 drops. So we're going to do some really fun stuff on episode 10. Because you celebrate when you add a digit. And we are going to do that. We're going to get to episode 10. I'm very proud of the team here. Big thanks to Rich Steele and Crunk Mike for, especially this week, we're on fast turnaround this week. And I mean, we may get the record for fastest, or let's say shortest duration from episode 7 to episode 8. So release time. We're trying to nail 2 Wednesdays in a row, which is unheard of. It's incredible. Let me tell you. Just making podcasts. Jaws sewed shut and we're making podcasts. You know, we like to hear what you have to say, though. I'm just really playing around. Use the hashtag Touchdowns All Day. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud. You know, I don't quite understand why the podcasters of the world, my peers, if you will, always run through the list of the networks that their podcast is on. If you'd like to know the Touchdowns All list, Touchdowns All Day list, and it's extensive, go back and listen to episode 7, which was the last episode. People really liked episode 7. I got a lot of positive feedback, and there is a full list of where this podcast can be found. For this, episode 8, we have too much to do to just start listing podcast networks for you. We have more stuff to do than we could possibly fit reasonably into a podcast. So, I guess maybe the best way to get started here is with a tweet from Billy Middleton at Be More Bildo. Billy says, "Please let this go on forever. You guys are doing an amazing job. It's funny and interesting. Rich picks some seriously killer clips to talk about. I love it. I am entertained. THX." Thanks, Billy. It's really great. No hashtag, so, you know, you didn't quite follow direction very well, but I really like that you're positive on it. I am entertained. I like that. That's good. It's like, are you the Buddha? I am entertained. Can one hand clap slowly? So tonight on the podcast, we're going to do another episode of a Camp Bisco listen back, which is great. There's so many Camp Biscos. We could do Camp Biscos all day long. We have a great Camp Bisco coming up July 18, 1920 in Scranton, beautiful, lovely, terrific Scranton, Pennsylvania, which has been our host for many years now. And let's shout out Scranton because they are the city is a terrific host for Camp Bisco. The site, the water park, the chairlift, the way that the town hosts all the fans. There's so many different types of fans that go to Camp Bisco. There's people who go to Camp Bisco don't even have any idea who Disco Biscuits are. It's amazing. And then there's people who go to Camp Bisco and don't have any idea who some of the other acts are. It's great. And it's always been that way. And that's what's great about Camp Bisco is it's a real mixture. It's an honest mixture of different groups. And it's great. And Scranton has allowed us to do it there for a bunch of years in a row. And it's a very, very comfortable, it's like home. I just like that city a lot. The city has been really great to the Disco Biscuits for many, many, many years. And it's a pleasure to go there. and it's a pleasure to get an incredible breakfast for like $7.22. It's truly unbelievable. So Rich Steele has put together some great story moments and music moments from Camp Bisco's past. And this should be some really great stuff to, you know, make a marble to, or if you're going to skip school and listen to the podcast, or if you're going to drive a vehicle, you want to listen to the podcast. This is going to be some good jams for that. Very excited for that. I just want to tell a quick story. I saw a friend of mine past couple of days, been in LA hanging out with a bunch of my old crew. And my friend has this one interesting thing that he does, is he has a genuine laugh to jokes that maybe aren't funny. And he does it to everybody constantly all the time. He just genuinely laughs at everything. Even though, you know, some of those jokes were, you know, they weren't landing. But you get the genuine laugh, and then you feel confident. And then you think, maybe I'm funny. Oh, let me say another joke. And then you say another joke. Who cares if it's funny or not? You get another genuine laugh. Oh, maybe I am funny. Oh, and you fire away with another great joke. And literally everyone at the party is cracking these crazy jokes the whole time because there's so much genuine laughter. And the jokes actually do get funny after a while. And it really makes a great hang. I'd say if you want to upgrade your hang, work on the genuine laugh at jokes that aren't funny. I think it really gets you there. You can also practice laughing genuinely at jokes that aren't funny just by listening to this podcast. Just stay right here. Laugh away. We'll give you plenty of opportunities to practice your new party skill. We have more to talk about on the show, though. We have a contest winner, and this is for the Camp Bisco tickets. We have a girl, her name is Jill, at Jillionaire. Touchdowns all day, the Disco Biscuits, the Disco Biscuits, the Disco Biscuits, at TDAD Baby, at Barbara Shreds. She won the tickets. You could say she kind of didn't follow directions accurately. She did choose the same band all three times. I think she thinks we're stupid and aren't going to figure that out. But she did win, so there you go. I think if you are Jillionaire, you should be super, super excited about your free tickets to Camp Bisco. You got a pair. Really excited to give them to you. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. We are going to do another Camp Bisco giveaway, of course, because, you know, it's dope. And this contest is going to be tied to a new song, which we're going to drop tonight on the podcast. We're going to drop a new song. It's very cool. Alan came out to my Oasis Pond studio. That's right, Alan, the drummer of Disco Biscuits, in the studio with me here. We didn't have another bed, so Alan slept on an arrow bed, and he didn't complain once. And it changed my whole opinion of Alan's level of satori, do they call that? Because if I sleep on an arrow bed, you're going to hear about it immediately. It's going to pop. I mean, the problem with arrow beds is They make me feel like a gigantic human because there's no little bag of air that can support my husky frame, if you will. But, you know, it tries for like an hour or two and then I fall asleep. And then when I wake up, I'm on the floor, kind of stuck to a big rubber bag. That's what happens. But Alan, not the case. He's a vegan or vegetarian, one of the two, and you know, he slept comfortably and happy on the airbed. And then we went into the studio. Well, first we went to Lake Shrine, the Yogananda Meditation Center that is in the Pacific Palisades, which if you don't know anything about Yogananda, you should read his book. I've read it. It's fantastic. And Alan and I went there first because, you know, we had to take care of business. And then we went to the beach. No, we did not hold hands. We did stand next to each other. And then we came back to the Oasis Pond studio and we cut a track. And I'm going to play you that track. It's very loose. It's basically what Alan and I did at the time. So it's not like it hasn't been super produced and there's no other lines. This song will... It's just cool as it is. It doesn't really need anything, but of course we'll soup it up. We'll make it cool. But this is a cool version for you guys to hear. This is where the song is after you're done 3 hours playing some drums, cutting some random stuff, and you get to hear what the demo sounds like, and it's fun. So we're going to have that new song, and I'm going to announce a new ticket contest for you all. All right, moving on. I would like to start this next section of the podcast with another Twitter question because I love segueing with the Twitter questions right now. I don't know how long I'm going to do the Twitter question segue game, but as of right now, it works. So, Maria Presker at Ocelot Ocelittle, she did something real cool I want you all to know about. She, let me just read her tweet. She says, at TDAD, baby, I present to you the TDAD Nugs playlist. This contains, in order, every jam discussed on that podcast that is available on Nugs. Happy Sunday. Two emojis at touchdowns all day. Wow. You are an angel. We have now the ability for you to go on the Nugs.net app, go to Maria Presker's wonderful TDAD Nugs playlist. If you want to see the link to her playlist, go to Twitter and find this tweet at Ocelot Ocelittle. And there's a link in there to the playlist on the Nugs app or other website or something like that. And you can listen to all the jams that I talk about. You don't even have to go find them. She's finding them and putting them on the playlist for you. You can just listen to the whole thing in order. Love it. Love it. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing to happen from, you know, all the work we put into this podcast. It's great to see things that happen that you really didn't even know were ever going to happen, like Nugs playlists, and see how they, you know, make the whole world a little bit brighter. Steal a Beatles line. By the way, if you don't have a Nugs account, go to nugs.net/touchdowns and sign up today. Sign up for a friend. If you sign up during, I guess, the summer, but let's just say today, nugs.net/touchdowns, you will get a 35% off annual subscription option. You should take that. Do Nugs for a year at 35% off. Enjoy the 15,000 full-length concert recordings that they have. They have more live music than you can listen to in your lifetime. They have shows from 40 years ago. They have shows from last night. It's available everywhere. Sonos, BlueOS, obviously desktop iOS. Really great service, Nugs. I got another Twitter question here from at Pimp Blue Ricky at RickyBlue7. Hey, at Barber Shreds, instead of fuck, marry, kill, can you play steal, subscribe, delete with, I guess I have to play it with these three apps, the SiriusXM app, the Nugs app, and the Netflix app. Ooh, tough. So I guess what Pimp Blue Ricky is asking me is, you know, fuck, marry, kill is, you know, you would marry, you'd kill, you know what I'm saying, you know that game. And he wants to play a game, or she, I don't know, steal, subscribe, delete with these apps. Well, I mean, everybody steals Netflix at one point during their life, so I think Netflix is a steal. Subscribe would be the Nugs app, of course, because you get 35% off. None of those other guys are offering 35% off. And that leaves our old friend SiriusXM in the delete spot. That's tough. So anyways, remember, nugs.net/touchdowns. and get 35% off and do it for the podcast. Do it for the Touchdowns All Day podcast. I also don't think you can delete Sirius, though, because how are you going to get Howard Stern? You know what I mean? Like, is there a way to listen to Howard Stern without Sirius? I don't think so. And are you going to not listen to Howard Stern? He's the greatest radio disc jockey of all time. I can't delete Sirius, unfortunately. Got to have Howard, got to have Robin, got to have Fred. I could delete Benji. I could do that. That'd be fun. All right, so let's move on. ConcentrateOnCannabis.com is your resource for taking cannabis businesses to the top for any cannabis business, no matter what part of the business you're in. Concentrated on Cannabis is here to teach successful techniques and practices from seed to sale. That's the phrase that they use to mean any part of the cannabis business. If it was seed, I guess you're growing it, sale, you're selling it. And then all the stuff in the middle, which is basically like, don't make that because we tried that and it didn't sell. You're going to spend a lot of money trying to make that and you're not going to be able to make it because this is what happened when we did that. And that's the kind of stuff that Max Platt with ConcentrateOnCannabis.com can do to help you avoid the landmines of these new CBD businesses. And we are all about these new CBD businesses in the jam world, in my world, in everybody's world. We're all about a perfect world in cannabis with Max Platt and ConcentrateOnCannabis.com. Send him a message. Ron Katzman, a listener of this show, contacted Max Platt. And thank you, Ron. Personally, thanks, buddy. We have a new advertiser. It's another CBD company, which is great. They sent us some stuff. I got to tell you the story. So this company is called CBDVermont.com, and they're offering you, the listeners of this podcast, 15% off of everything. All you got to do is use the code Touchdowns at checkout. Use the code Touchdowns at checkout. You get 15% off anything you want to get. I think you're basically getting stuff at cost at that point. So just get a ton of stuff because it's never going to be cheaper. But they believe, you know, CBD Vermont, who are these guys, right? What's going on? They're very healthy and locally based and organic, and they have this high quality hemp and full spectrum CBD extracts. They wholesale the stuff. They have an online store, and they can send you oils, capsules, edibles, topicals. They can send that to you anywhere. They can mail it to anybody anywhere. So the story is they sent us a chocolate bar, a lollipop, two vials, some sore muscle rub, and CBD droppers. And it looked great, except it never made it to me because Crunk Mike and his friends ripped it all. They ate it all. I guess it was good. Thanks, guys. Real pleasure working with you. So just remember that, you know, CBDVermont.com will ship everywhere. They're huge music fans and they're supporting this podcast, and they will give you 15% off of anything in the store. So it's a good little deal right there. Thanks, guys. So let's hit the theme song. It was a really fun intro to the show. I'm happy to be doing episode 8. It is 1:35 a.m. on a Sunday, and we're trying to get this podcast to you guys so you can listen to it. This is going to be a great one. We have a new song, and we have some, I think, three really great Camp Bisco jams. So,
we're mass communicating. We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.
It is hot tonight. 1:37 a.m. West Coast time. You are listening to the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast, episode 8. We are marching on to 10. We're marching on. I have no idea why. But we love doing this. We love this podcast. We love talking to y'all. We love the feedback that we get. We love seeing the hashtags touchdowns all day on some tweet. And we don't want you to have to write any kind of tweet in particular. You write whatever you want to say. You say what you want to say to us. And we're going to read it. And we're going to talk about it. And we're going to have fun with it. The theme song is still going strong. It's unbelievable. It like sounds like it's covered in Band-Aids to me. Would have been a great Biscuit song, but now it's such a theme song that it's like, whoa. Too bad for the Biscuit song version of that, because can't play like a television, or this isn't television. You can't play a podcast theme song and be a cool band, can you? That doesn't make any sense. So, another great night with y'all. Super fun times. We're going to give away 2 tickets to Camp Bisco. This song has a name. If you can think of a better name for this song, we welcome it. And whoever comes up with the name that becomes the name of the song, we're going to give you 2 tickets to Camp Bisco. How about that? Cool contest. So basically, go on Instagram or Twitter, probably Twitter, and hashtag touchdowns all day. And then tell us what you want this song to be called. Right now it's called Subway. And it kind of feels to me like when I used to live in Brooklyn, I used to take the... what is it? The L? I can't remember. I used to take the L, which is the worst subway of all time. It's like 80 million people use the subway, and it's like an old dog with 3 legs. And there used to be these little bands, these little like sort of half jazz bands playing down on the platform, and this song kind of reminded me of that. So I called it Subway at the moment just to give it a name, but now you guys get to name it because this podcast allows us to do crazy stuff like that. So let me play this song. It's me and Alan. Did it last week, and then we'll talk after. Here it is. Thank you. it. There we go. It's a little abrupt because, you know, this is day one. This is the first little thing there. Me and Alan did that together a couple of hours. Real mellow. Real chill. You guys get to give it a name. Hashtag touchdowns all day. Give us the name. Whosever person name we choose gets the honor of naming the song, I guess, if that's an honor. It's kind of cool, you know? And also, a pair of tickets to the what's going to be the best party of the year, July 18, 19, and 20, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You can get there anywhere from the Northeast if you can get a ticket. Well, we're going to give you a pair of tickets if you can name that song. Let's get started with some biscuits here. This jam is Gangster into We Like to Party, and I believe this is Rich Steele's favorite jam of 2018, Camp Bisco. So let's check it out. Baseline here. Biscuits are doing their Daft Punk right now. I love it. Let's hear where Magner takes this. Aha! I like it. Little I Wanna Fall in Love quote here. Thank you. That was feeling great. I like it when we get into those nicely organized bliss moments that this chord progression sets up the feeling. If you just played the bliss part on its own, you wouldn't feel the bliss necessarily. It's the setup that gets it makes the chords a little more powerful. It's the world that it lives in that makes it come out towards you. So here we're going into We Like to Party, which is a song that we just don't play enough. It's a lot of fun. It's got the whole sorry if you don't thing, which is a hashtag. And it just feels like it's the kind of song you can really drop anywhere at any point in time during a Disco Biscuit set. I think it would be hard to fit it into a Kacey Musgraves set, but she's got her own stuff, so. I like this. This is a really good starting point for a jam. It has a dirty, tight connection between the guitar and the bass that we can just make more and more intense or less intense, depending on what's going on with the other two guys. And Aaron has a really cool sound that's very rhythmic. It's just, this is a great type of starting position for a jam. And we don't plan the starting positions for the jams. We just take what we get and go from there. So you can hear I'm going to the wah. And we're going to probably get seriously funky at this point. Oh, maybe not. We're going trancey. We'll be right back. Wow. There was nowhere to talk in that jam because it was just so just nasty the whole time and crazy. There's a certain amount of like timing going on in there between the players and all the computer timing arps that Aaron is playing that is, you know, fitting in with everything. It's amazing that we can pull it off like that. And that stuff comes out of, we really make that up out of thin air. I don't even know how or what he's doing over there, really. And yet we can make a very, very crazy, intense jam that really makes Campus go a special, special party. You know, that was last year. That was 7/14/2018. So felt like one of those epic 1999 jams is what it felt like. But there's a certain cleanness to the new Biscuit versions of, you know, now that we've been on the podcast, we've listened to a bunch of older Biscuits on this podcast so far, and there's a rawness to it. And the new stuff last year, year before, it has a similar power to it, but it just feels a little bit more refined to me, the newer stuff compared to the older stuff. And sometimes that's not a good thing, because sometimes out of that craziness in old jams, you get these massive explosions. The question is, can we get the massive explosion in this kind of slightly more, you know, thoughtful or controlled way of doing it? I think we did there. I think that jam did. So, you know, there's one. Let's listen to another jam. This is July 16th, 2016. So this is a year before. Also Campus Go, of course. Also Campus Go, of course. Cyclone into an inverted basis. And basically, a lot of people didn't think we could invert basis. This is what Rich is telling me. John Lester, John Goldberg, Rich, they didn't think they've been seeing a million billion shows, and they didn't think inverting basis was possible, because the intro is this slow walking on a camel through the desert thing. And the out end is ripping fast. And how do you go from ripping fast to really slow? Very hard to make that work. So we flip it on the E instead of flipping it on the A. And apparently people in the crowd understood when we did that and kind of knew inverting basis was a thing that we couldn't do. I didn't even know this, so from my point of view, we just never got around to it. So let's take a listen to it. Let's get around to it right now. You guys, me. It's 2 a.m. Let's listen to some Biscuits. We'll be right back. That's how you do a key change, folks. One note in the bass. On the next four, everybody goes. It's about as subtle as you can do it. It was just a musical wink. And then, boom, whole jam has changed. I really like what we're doing in this jam. Everybody is super linked up. Everything is very dancey, very high energy. Very clear harmonies. Clear harmonies for those musicians out there. Clear harmonies is the single most important thing you can do. This is what I love about Wes Montgomery when I talk about how he's maybe my favorite guitar player ever. It's because harmonically he's so exact and so clear. Even if he's playing a Beach Boys song. I find it very pleasing. I am entertained. This part is super cool. Listen to this. I love it. So here comes the inversion right here. Let's see how it goes. This works. This is a good groove for this. The bassist inversion occurred in 2016. There's got to be one from back in the day. It's got to be. But that was a crazy jam. I think what happened in that jam, I think I kind of remember it. Just because the way that we changed keys at the end of the jam kind of spurred the memory in my head of actually doing it. And I think we had run out of time or something. I think we literally were over or something of that nature. And we had this epic thing going on. And it became kind of, you know, a stage conversation in a way, which that's why the change at the chord progression actually sounds kind of like almost tacked on to the jam. It's almost like we left it all in the jam and then tacked on the chord, and then you hear me early quote the lick to keep everybody focused on getting to where we got to get. Even though you got to shred a little bit, it's Campisco. You can't not shred the last section of bassist at Campisco. That would, I think people would go home, frankly. So I think there's something like that going on, I think, if I remember correctly. Something kind of organizational for the festival. However, the part leading up to that, it felt magical to me. I mean, that's this 3.0 Biscuits at its very best. I mean, layered, huge, melodic, emotional. I'm proud of that. That was really nice. I enjoyed listening to that. Good choice, Rich. We have one more. This is cool. This is, hold on. See what happens here. Like that. That is some amphitheater improv guitar playing in that section. I can picture myself on that stage in that last part. There's a certain vibe that seems familiar to me. The there's just so much to say about that jam. I'm really glad we listened to that. We're going to, let's contrast it. We're going to do a 2000 Camp Bisco. This is the second Camp Bisco. 8/26/2000 is Camp Bisco 2. And this is the Munchkin Invasion Jam. This is, so Mark Brownstein had taken a hiatus from the band for a little bit, and we were jamming with DJ Maurizio. We wrote Crickets with DJ Maurizio and Munchkins. And this is a reunion of sort from Mark. He's back in the jam. Maurizio is in the jam. And this is some very, very electronic biscuits from back in the day. There's a device called the MC-505, which is kind of a drum machine-y thing, creating a very unorthodox biscuit jam. And from what I'm being told is we've never played anything really quite like this. So this is a very special. This is a real one from the vault, I guess. And we get to hear Maurizio, which is great. Maurizio's a fantastic person. And this is Camp 2, the Munchkin Invasion Jam. Wow, this is crazy. It does sound like nothing I've heard. Having the drums, the drum machine play the cymbals fast is, you know, because there is, Sammy's playing the kit, but having the sizzly, there it is, that thing, it is hard to feel a band vibe with that going on. It's so electronic sounding because it's so specific and it's so right on the nose. I like this sound. Maybe there's a way to do this kind of stuff with the band currently, because that would be great. Some really, really out there note choices consistently by myself and Aaron. Really weird stuff. Great note choices for as weird as they are. I think it's a mixture of we're trying to play crazy for the fun of it, and because of the extra drums, we don't know how to not play crazy. It's you can always play crazy over something. That's easy. You just move your fingers around in a rapid and insane way, and it's going to sound crazy. Not hard to do. The stuff we're doing here, not hard to do. It sounds crazy. It sounds amazing. But you could just walk. I guess we're picking some good notes here. So that's cool. But, like, controlling this type of jam, I guess we're trying to do that right now. Let's see. Let's check in and see how we come back around to control this amount of energy. So that's how you do it, folks. You can get as crazy as you want to get, for as long as you want to get. Drop the changes. Bring in some building stuff. Hit the melody at the end of the jam. And out you go. Classic. It's a really, really interesting sound that I'm listening to right now, and I like it. I think it's really interesting. We could add this kind of texture in our current setup. At the time, we needed Maurizio and another device, but now we're so fancy on stage, technically, that we could create this, and I don't see why not. Sounds great. I like the extra layer of electronicness that it gives it. I think the hi-hat is the key. You put the electronic stuff on the hat. Part is quite a bit more reggae inspired in the original 2000 versions. Very reggae inspired. I'd like to take a second to thank RJB and Tom Marshall of the Osiris Podcast Network for their part in Touch Does All Day podcast. This is episode 8. It's a long podcast. Great one today. Great music selections. It's 2:36 a.m. I am going to call it a night. And I thank you all for listening. And we'll see you at Camp Pisco in what's really like only 3 weeks at this point. 2.5 weeks.
We're mass communicating. We're mass communicating.